Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Flynn is here.
Yo.
Todd, the radio god. And our super producer, Chris Larson, on the program today. We have Stephen Moore, the economist.
Yeah, what does he know?
One of the best.
Yeah.
We're going to dig into the economy a little bit. He says inflation's retreating, but wait for it, the economy is slowing. We'll unpack that a little bit for you today on the program as well. We are going to talk with Jonathan Fortner from the Lignite Energy Council about candidates for legislative office and legislators getting a little tour of energy country. Great idea. Great idea. In fact, it ought to be a rite of passage. Every North Dakotan should go to Medora once a year. That's my new little rule. We put it in the Constitution. And should have a tour of energy country. Just to know a little bit about what makes this state great. Ag, energy, and
I can think of a few Minnesotans who could use that tour too.
Everything else,
especially
goes
the energy part,
the third pillar. Absolutely, they do.
Just saying.
Right, exactly. Brian Kroc, the money man, will be here from Collins and Kroc. We're going to try and unpack this market a little bit and find out where the bottom is, for crying out loud. And you know, what core stocks is he looking at? How do you define what's a core stock? And you know, where are the buying opportunities in all this? So your questions and comments, welcome for him, too, coming up on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Our main text line is not working today. Evidently, they're doing some system maintenance, they tell me. So if you want to text the show today, just text me directly. But we prefer when you call us. And that telephone number is 701-258-0550. I have a real simple question to start the day. Do you feel your kids are safe in school? Your kids, your grandkids, they feel safe in school. I would venture
from what? It's almost got to be qualified.
Yeah, no kidding.
From what? From woke teachers? From violence? From what?
Well, anything.
Yeah.
I mean, anything. There's a new poll out. Gallup did it. And this is another Let's Go Brandon moment here for you, Kev. U.S. parents' concern for their kids' safety at school has risen to the highest point in more than 2 decades.
I'd believe that. I'd want to know what parents and what schools they're talking about, though. What districts, where they are, you know.
44% of U.S. adults with a K-12 kids say they fear for their oldest child's personal safety at school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a personal safety question, right?
You know, you have so much bullying. You've got the, you know.
By the way, that's 10% higher.
CRT business.
Than 2019.
Yeah.
Highest reading ever in the 24-year pool. Now, I think to your point, worry might include indoctrination.
Yeah.
Worry might include bullying. Worry might be include just the mental health crisis of today.
And that all scares me more than some lunatic with a weapon wanting to, you know, do damage at any given school.
But are we in a cocoon here?
A bit.
Western Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Eastern Montana. That's what I'm talking to today. on the program, and I want to know, you know, your kids, your grandkids, do you feel safe from that? Do you feel like we're in that cocoon and that's something that happens somewhere else? Or do you say, no, happening here? Tell me.
I can. You bet.
Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Call us up today and answer that question of the day here. 701-258-0550, the other number you can call us today on the program. And if you are emailing, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to text us, text me directly today, 701-367-2054. Some more of this story here. Parents' concerns for their children's safety at school at the highest level in over two decades, according to a new poll. Gallup survey, released Thursday, found 44% of respondents shared concerns about their children's safety in schools. School safety concerns are the highest since March of 2001. Parents' concerns hit a peak in 1999, right after Columbine. Parental fear declined in the year after Columbine, but surged again to its number now, right after another school shooting in 2001. 20% of parents in the new poll reported that their children said they felt unsafe. So this is about parents. This is why I'm asking parents and grandparents here, are your concerns for your child's safety there? The kids evidently don't have the number's half as much as mom and dad. So, very interesting. I tend to think we are a bit of an oasis from this, but I don't think we're in an oasis on the indoctrination front. I think it's less of it here. By and large, the public schools here are going to be better than the public schools in, you know,
Chicago.
Right,
or
Minneapolis, yeah. any of the metropolitan cities. They just are. I mean, I think
yes.
Schools are better in Watford City than they are in Wahpeton.
I think we know they are.
You know,
I mean, the smaller the class size, the more personal attention, et cetera. But you're right on the CRT business and all that nonsense. They're trying, though.
But this, to me, is more of a mental health thing. And I don't think, I don't think that's something that skips because we, skips us because we're in rural America. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think the mental health crisis is the mental health crisis. And while we might have a little bit of a leg up just with open spaces and, I guess a better way of life, kind of a better quality of life, you might have a little bit of improvement, but not much. And that's where I think the biggest worry comes from as far as the threat to children.
Well, bullying is a big deal still, too, sadly. But it's a big deal.
Does bullying happen in Frazee, Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. We lost a young lady last year. Took her own life. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's real. It's real everywhere.
So in that case,
yes,
are not teachers radared at all time high on bullying?
Yeah, they are. I don't live in that world. Didn't deal with that, but I know it's a thing. I mean, it's real.
So there's a lot to worry about. So I can see why this pulls out. I think the poll is talking about personal safety, and that's why I asked the question: Are we in a bubble here? Are we in a little bit of a cocoon? I think that most days, and then somebody will call and say, hey, did you know there's a litter box in the school at such and such?
Yeah.
You know? And the administrators quickly said, no, there's no litter box. There's no kids identifying as furries. So wait a minute. And then you get story 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 from parents and grandparents saying, look, my son, my granddaughter, they came back, they told us the story. It actually is happening. So I tend to believe the input we get from the constituents, the people paying the bills, paying the taxes that pay the schools more so than they do, some of the happy talk that can come from administrators on that point. And I don't think we should take lightly what they have to endure. For one, what a teacher gets paid, for what a teacher endures, you know, in the classroom and having to fight not only, hey, we want these kids better educated, but now we've got to deal with the mental health issues. And then let me throw you another one. Just saw this in the New York Times. Two decades of progress in math and reading gone because of the pandemic. You seen this? It's a national test.
Yep.
Devastating. The pandemic erased 2 decades of progress in math and reading. You know why?
Because that's not what we're focusing on.
Well, I think it also is because we said kids don't need to be in a classroom. They're resilient. They can get on a laptop anywhere, and they'll be just fine.
My great-nephew started out his football career at Boise State. He said, man, you wouldn't believe the amount of people that can't read here. And he was around a lot of athletes, you know, that got through high school, however, and they got rides and they got scholarships. And they literally quit. He's like, man, Uncle Kevin, they can't read. And they're in college. It's like, how does that happen? No matter how good a ball player you are, what if you touch just in this country? Really? Yeah. Some facts.
Some true facts right there on What's On Your Mind. All right, you got some of our thoughts. We welcome yours. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. On the program today.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour, What's On Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios, reminding you that Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota a week from tomorrow. She'll be at the Bismarck Events Center. Now's the time to get your tickets. An update yesterday, and they are moving, fact, folks. So if you want tickets for this, do not wait till the last minute. Don't do that. I'm going to walk up the door kind of thing. And you might want to also share this with a friend. You know, Candace Owens normally costs a lot more than this to get a ticket to an event. So tickets start at $20 and usually cost three times as much. So this is going to be an energized, fun event. A lot of folks there, cost not a burden. And share that with a friend. Let them know, hey, this is really a heck of a deal. You want to come along? You want to go? Let's talk about this. Let's have some fun.
I'll tell you right now, she will fill your bucket on the content and topic of racism and how to combat the people that scream about how this country's racist or on and on. Her book, Blackout, is brilliant. I can't wait to see her.
And I honestly think most of us as conservatives shy from that argument. We just like,
oh, I know.
We're so afraid of being labeled racist that we just, we just cringe. And she will give you the tools. You're exactly right.
What Candace said. That's what I end up saying. Listen to what she says.
Exactly right. Josh is on the road answering our question of the day at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Josh.
Morning, Scott. How are we doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, just lovely. I want to talk about the lack of bullying in school. I'm going to catch a lot of heat about this, but I think problems like kids identifying as furries could be resolved if we, still had some bullying in school. And I got kids in school, and they're bullied, but we all had that growing up. It was part of life, and it prepares us for the real world. And that's why our world's in the state it is, because they're trying to soften everything up.
I think that what you're talking about is just sort of, I would call it more tough love, student to student. And I, but I think
we all did. I think.
Yeah, I think there's a fine line between that and then this. You know it when you see it, when some particular student is being singled out for whatever reason, and somebody is, just flat out harassing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying. I think we could all use that a little bit in life, right? Steel on steel, and, what are you doing? Come on, right?
Preparing people for the real world.
Right. Yeah, and life
right
is...
Right now we're trying to soften the real world, and look at where it's getting us.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to get punched in the nose to figure out what's up, which way is which, my dad would say.
But I think the softening comes more from the system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Than it does from anybody, the peer-to-peer... is, where a lot of that could be resolved. I agree with you. But, bullying in the textbook sense is not something that I think is what you're talking about. I think you're talking about peer-to-peer tough love, speaking truth to friends and, tell them what they need to hear. And if the administrators don't do it, maybe the students ought to do it.
Social media brought a whole new level of bullying to a child's life.
It brought anonymity to it so that people could get away with it. Without having
to
answer for
it
running their mouth.
Boy, did it ever. And that is just, that's the worst. That keyboard warrior that can hide behind some funny screen name.
I don't know how many of them we have here. They drop these voice messages and run away.
But this is also a parenting moment and even, a peer-to-peer moment, Josh. This is, my speech is don't let anybody rob your joy. If somebody's trying to... bring you down and do it in a hateful, spiteful, anonymous manner says way more about them than it does about you.
Correct.
And you get to choose how you respond to it. And that's why I think parents, loving kids through a tough situation like that to say, hey, there's jerks in this world. I think the challenge is just knowing, and this is where the schools really have to be on the ball to know when that line is crossed. And it becomes...
Right. And that's where I feel that with the anti-bullying campaigns that they're running, they're bringing down mostly the tough love, as you put it, from peer-to-peer, student to student. They're bringing that down, they're cracking down on that, because they can't really contain the anonymity behind the keyboard and the harassment. So they're softening us up. It's the system doing it, like you said.
Interesting point, Josh. Let's see if others agree with you at 701-258-0550. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Jim Casper calling.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you. Just wanted to remind the listeners that tomorrow morning at the Capitol Building in the Peace Garden Room, the Department of Public Instruction is holding an open hearing on rules that they are supposed to implement to be sure that critical race theory is not being taught in the schools in North Dakota. You recall we passed in the special session House Bill 1508. I was happy to be the prime sponsor of the bill. And I'm hoping that parents from all across the state of North Dakota show up there tomorrow and let the administration know what is going on in their schools. We've been contacted as legislators from people all over our state saying this is happening, it's being taught. A lot of the school districts are not abiding by the law we passed. So we need to let the Department of Public Instruction know that this is a serious thing that they need to pay particularly close attention to.
Do I recall you telling me that they said they needed more teeth, basically, to do what you're describing, and that's something you're looking at for the next session?
You're absolutely correct there, Scott. The Kirsten Basler, when I talked with her on the Zoom and her staff about 3 weeks ago, when I discussed with her the letter that a number of us legislators received from a courageous teacher in the Grand Forks school system who resigned in protest to what is happening up there with critical race theory and other areas of social engineering. Kirsten Basler said she knew about Grand Forks. She knew what was going on, and I asked her, why aren't you enforcing the law? This is not a request. This is the law. She said, Jim, I do not have any statutory authority to enforce the bill that was passed. And I said, well, we're going to fix that in the next session. And I've talked with the Attorney General Drew Wrigley about putting an enforcement mechanism in there and charging or allowing his department to do the investigation. And with the proper funding, he's all on board to do so. Right now, Scott, the only option a parent has, if the school board and administration won't pay attention to stopping this terrible teaching, you know, to our kids, they can go to their local state's attorney. Well, state's attorneys don't know what's going on in the school system. They don't have the budget. They don't have the expertise. So we have a lot of fixing to do in the next session, and we're going to do it.
So, again, tomorrow is an opportunity for anybody that has firsthand information of CRT being taught, particular examples or whatever, to make sure public instruction knows about it.
Absolutely. 9:30, the state capitol. It's an open hearing. It's in the schedule right now for the Peace Garden room. I'm asking the Department of Public Instruction to move it to a larger room. I've been told that there's buses coming in, although, you know, obviously I don't know that. But we need the people to show up and let the Department of Public Instruction learn what's actually going on with their kids and the schools where they're at.
Buses, as in buses organized to bring parents in to tell stories about what's happening, or what do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I've been told, that in some parts of North Dakota they're organizing buses so that people can ride together, be there, and discuss what's happening in their various schools. So that's what I've been told. I don't know if it's a fact or not, but that's what I've been told.
Sunlight is necessary as it pertains to CRT and where it is infiltrating, which, by the way, includes in-service. So I hope that's on the agenda tomorrow, too. Jim, thanks for making us aware, and others as well, to participate in that. 28 past the hour, the great Steve Moore will talk about our economy. The economist for the Heritage Foundation and Wall Street Journal fame next.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Catch and Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Catch and Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed in California wildfires over the last few days. Record-breaking temperatures and drought are fueling the events. Over 4,000 firefighters are battling 14 large fires around the state. In fact, 45 new fires erupted on Sunday alone. The Washington Post is reporting a document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was one of the documents in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. Jeff Deal, a former state representative endorsed by President Trump, has won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor. He will now run against Democrat Attorney General Mara Healey in November.
You know, this campaign has always been about you, the people of Massachusetts. I am tremendously humbled and honored to have received your support at the polls today.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
In the PetroServe USA studios, where today for lunch, Swedish meatballs or lasagna are your options. If you're traveling I-94, hit Valley City, exit 292, PetroServe USA. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, also Swedish meatballs or cabbage rolls, the other choice. Mac and beef with tomato sauce on MP, downtown Fargo. Salisbury Steak in Glendon, Euland Salisbury Steak in 45th Fargo location. Lasagna today, too. Cafe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. The great Steve Moore is here from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. He has some good news for you. Inflation is retreating, but actually, the bad news is it's coming down because the world economy is stalling out and the war on fossil fuels is wreaking havoc. Oh, my, my. Mr. Moore, welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you.
You as well. So the good news is really just not so good news.
Well, look, I think the economy situation right now, we're seeing manufacturing has really slowed down, turned negative. We're seeing the housing market with these rising mortgage interest rates. You're seeing construction is falling off. Small business confidence is bad. And you said it very well, that the inflation rate is coming down, but it's coming down because the world economy is just screeching to a halt right now. I mean, look at Europe right now. Europe is a total disaster. I mean, you know what they're paying for gasoline in London now? $11 a gallon.
Oh.
And so, you know, UK is in a recession. It's all, and by the way, so is Germany, so is France, so is Spain. They've become hooked on Russian gas, which, remember, it was Donald Trump who said, don't do that, you're making a big mistake, and they laughed at him, and now they're paying the price for that. Japan's in a recession. China's economy has slowed down, and the U.S. isn't doing very well. So you've got a big reduction in global demand, and that brings prices down. But, you know, I'll tell you, these policies out of this administration are catastrophic. I mean, what's happening with our energy policies. By the way, I just got back from California. I was there for 5 days. And the first day I was there, you'll love this, Gavin Newsom announces everybody has to buy an electric car by 2035. I mean, nobody can – they're going to make it illegal to buy a car in California. And then 3 days later, they have a heat wave, so they say, nobody can charge the electric batteries on their cars, you know, because, and that's with 7% of the drivers using electric cars. Imagine what it would be like with 100% of people using battery-charged cars. So it's a catastrophic situation there in California, and that it's going to come to the rest of the country soon.
It's like a nonstop Saturday Night Live skit every time Gavin Newsom speaks. It's like, oh, really? How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's sort of like
Europe.
You
can't make Europe. This stuff up.
Yeah, California's the European version of the U.S.
Great. Exactly. And so, you know, look, America, wake up. And I know people in North Dakota have woken up to what's happening, but we can see what happened in Europe because they were 5 or 10 years ahead of us with the green energy craziness. It didn't work. It completely, you know, deindustrialized Germans. It caused all sorts of problems in these countries. They're shutting down their oil, their gas, their coal, their nuclear power. It's insanity. And so it's caused huge problems in Europe. And we've got a president who wants to go over the same cliff that Europe has and California has. And we can see, I mean, it's one thing to have made the mistake and not know, you know, that you were headed over a cliff. But we can see the Europeans went over the cliff and Biden's saying full speed ahead.
And one could argue, actually, that our policies are left of Europe, what Biden's putting forward. Right?
Yeah. I mean, because Europe is moving back towards coal. They're moving back. You know what they're doing in places like in England? They're actually using firewood to heat their homes. I mean, that's how crazy this stuff is, folks. Wind and solar power are not going to solve our problem. Let's stop with this. There's a $350 billion new fund that's controlled by John Podesta. Do you know who he is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was the Clinton chief of staff. Yeah, better
exactly.
Than Clinton Easter for decades.
Yeah, he's just a Democratic political operative. He's going to have control of $350 billion. I bet the first check he writes is to his brother, Tony Podesta. I mean, this is Washington today, folks. This is craziness, and this is going to cause severe economic problems if we continue to do this. And I'm probably talking to the people in the country who least need to, you know, hear this message because you're in North Dakota. You understand the importance of American energy. But people in California, people in New York, people in New Jersey, they don't get it.
Scott in Valley City, question for the great Steve Moore. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I was wondering how the world economy is Joe Biden's fault. If there's a recession in other countries, is that directly blamable to Joe Biden? And was
no.
President Trump trying to help out with the nuclear papers? What was he doing with them? What about that?
Yeah, so it's a good question, and let me just clarify. So, I mean, Europe is responsible for its own craziness, right? Europe is in recession because they went green, you know, 8 or 10 years ago, and now they're paying the high price for that. China is slowing down because they're a socialist country. But my point is that I'm not blaming those problems on Biden. But I will say this. The one lesson that we learned, I'm going to answer this in a kind of big picture way. Remember, Scott, when Reagan was elected president, the whole world was in a recession, right? It wasn't just the United States. The whole world was. And Reagan and Thatcher basically said, hey, we know how to get out of this. Let's cut taxes. Let's reduce regulation. Let's reduce the size of government. Let's be pro-business. You know, the same kinds of policies that Trump put in place. And once we put those policies in place in the U.S. and the U.K. did it, guess what? The rest of the world said, huh, this stuff really works. And they moved in that direction as well. We have the tragedy of the Biden administration is not only is he leading the United States over a cliff, but we're supposed to be the beacon of freedom. We're supposed to be showing the rest of the world how to do it. When we move to the left, the rest of the world moves to the left. And that, I think, is a tragic situation in the entire global economy.
As far as the effect Joe Biden has had on America's economy, though, we've got a long list of you know, I mean,
oh, God.
Inflation being front and center, we're in a recession right now. You look at the price of gas because we've moved away
That's
from
right.
American energy dominance and put our hat in the hand and said, hey, can somebody help us out here overseas? Sell us some stuff. I mean, this is describe in your view, you know, the big three detrimental policies of Joe Biden on the U.S. economy for Scott here in Valley City.
That's exactly right. Perfectly. You know, what's so frustrating is I really believe if Trump had been reelected, yeah, you know, we would be seeing a boom right now. We wouldn't be talking about a recession. We'd be talking about a boom. You know, we had in place, we'd come out of COVID. We were getting people back into jobs. We were opening up our businesses again. I love Biden saying, oh, when I took over, it was a catastrophe. No, it wasn't. We had the vaccine that allowed people to go back to work. We had all of these, you know, we had two straight quarters of, you know, huge economic growth in the last half of 2020. So the economy is primed. it was ready to boom. And Biden then came in with his left. Do you know he spent, Scott, and I apologize, I got to go in about 2 or 3 minutes, but do you know that Biden has spent now $4.2 trillion? $4.2 trillion?
Wow.
On top of the normal budget? This is insanity. It's all being borrowed. It's all money printing. Everyone knows it's wrong. Everyone, you know, even if you're a liberal listening to the show, you know it's wrong. This is, what are we doing to our kids? What are we doing to the future of this country?
Scott, appreciate the call. We'll save the discussion on the documents for another day. We'll maybe find out what was classified, what wasn't, what he has declassified himself. There's just so much more to play out on that. I wouldn't believe what you're seeing in the media on that point, but we'll save that for another time since we only have a couple minutes left with Steve Moore. You mentioned Reagan and, you know, the morass of Carter, the great malaise of Carter,
yeah,
is what allowed Reagan to come in and say, okay, here's a new way. Here's a new America. And it was through growth initiatives, right? And
yeah, that's right.
Do you see a wave of growth initiatives being the answer to this malaise right now? I mean, can we look forward to that here and elsewhere?
Well, the November elections are obviously critical. I mean, can you imagine? Look, I think the Republicans are going to have a big year, but that's not guaranteed. And imagine if the Democrats held on to the House and Senate for a minute. I mean, that would be, can you imagine that? I mean, what they would do for two more years? So, folks, this is a really, really important election. And I'm going to say one last thing before I get on, because, sorry, I got to jump on a plane. I'm going up to New York for Fox today. But, if you have one-party control of the economy for another 2 years, they're going to spend that. They're not done spending, Scott. They're not done taxing. And they're not done. I mean, their original version of the Build Back Better bill was three times bigger. They doubled the IRS. They want to take away right to work laws. You're in right to work law state there in North Dakota, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they want to get rid. Do you know that Biden wants to eliminate your state right to work law?
Why am I not surprised?
This up, Scott. I'm not making this up. You know, there's 28 states that have right to work laws. They want to override all of those and go back to forced union policies. I'm just using that as an example of how diabolical, these folks are. I mean, they are. Look what happened in California. They raised the minimum wage to $22 an hour. They want to make that the national minimum wage.
Do we have a 10th Amendment anymore, Steve?
No, I don't know. That's a good question. All right, Scott, great to be with you. Got to jump on the plane.
Get on the plane.
Thank you. Yep, and I will see you. I'm on Fox today at 3 p.m. Eastern.
All right, we'll be watching.
Okay, take care. Bye.
You bet. What's the 10th Amendment say? It is literally one sentence long. 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Translation from that genius statement from our founding fathers. Unless we say somewhere in this Constitution that you can do it, federal government, you can't do it.
Ha! Tell that to Biden and the ilk.
That's the state's rights.
What about the executive order?
Amendment.
It has nothing to do. How did that come about then?
Right. And by the way, the record on challenging these things is actually pretty good. Because this is genius and is written so well.
Yep.
I mean, it has worked in a lot of areas. So, you know, but right now, until we fix the mess, we lawyer up. How do we fix the mess? Well, I would argue, you don't dig a hole and put a cover over it and just say, plug my ears and hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. It's get engaged. It's be part of the solution. It's in the case of us, as Steve refers to, a lot of these issues aren't here, but guess what? They're affecting us, so we better get involved in Arizona and Wisconsin and Colorado now and Pennsylvania and some of these other swing states. Energy Matters segment, we come back, plus Brian Cronk, the money guy, coming up.
Farmers and operators don't always have to get a new piece of machinery to get state-of-the-art performance. At Intelligent Ag, our company was founded by farmers and innovators to build smart farming technology to help you get the most out of your ag equipment, meaning improved performance and high return on investment. The next time you think you need an upgrade on your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. We offer flow monitoring and section control solutions on air seeders and fertilizer floaters. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th. Presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Moore is really, really good, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Boil it down. I don't think there's probably anybody more used as a resource on the economy than Steve Moore. And his hotline is really, really good. They have a little daily hotline that comes out with some hot stories and links and charts and analysis. You can sign up for that at committeetounleashprosperity.com. Committeetounleashprosperity.com. North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation bring you what's on your mind today. By the way, they're gathering coming up. North Dakota Petroleum Council, Watford City, North Dakota, annual meeting happening week after next. So put that on your calendar. But you should know that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota. This industry and its impact, it's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Jonathan Fortner is our guest next up here on the program. He is VP of Government Affairs at the Lignite Energy Council, the folks responsible for affordable, reliable energy. And this is our Energy Matters segment, which we have each and every week as part of What's on Your Mind. Jonathan, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Scott. I'm doing well.
What do you do as the VP of Government Affairs?
So my job is I am one of those lobbyists that sometimes gets a negative connotation, but, you know, really what I do is serve as more or less of an educator for policymakers, where I answer any of the questions. I kind of teach them how the industry works, how we mine a ton of coal, and then what the process is where it comes out on the other end is electricity powering homes and businesses across the state and the region. So really, I spend a lot of the time at the Capitol. Outside of that, I'm meeting with legislators. I'm working on legislative ideas. And then the other thing that we've done most recently is we've taken about 30 of them, candidates and legislators, on a tour of coal country recently.
Well, that's probably the best way to... Again, share information about the industry, get them to see it up and first close. Tell us a little bit about the tour. What'd you do?
Sure. So what we ended up doing this year is we did a joint tour with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Typically, we kind of run our operations separate, but we thought with all of the turnover at the legislature, all the candidates that are out there this cycle after redistricting, it would be smart of us to kind of make it a two-day affair. So one day, the first day was kind of the oil day, where we went through oil country and saw, different fracking rigs, drilling rigs, workover rigs, all of those things. And then on the second day, we made it over to Coal Creek Station, which just got purchased by Rainbow Energy, and then also the Falkirk Mine, which is located right next door. And really the best part of it is, and this is what I tell people, is, until you've seen it firsthand, you really don't know what to expect. You've seen things, through the media, that are somewhat slanted in opposition to the industry. But when you go out and you see, you meet the people, right? These are people that live in those communities, and they care about how the land is treated. You see how they mine the land. It's surface mining. It's not underground. They put the land back, called reclamation, so all of the dirt goes back into the strip of land that they just mined after they take the coal out. They replant all of the topsoil, the trees, the brush. It goes back into farming and ranching. That's most of the time people are not aware that takes place at North Dakota coal mining. And then it gets trucked within a mile or two over to Coal Creek Station, where it goes through kind of a crushing process and a process that they call dry fining, which kind of takes some of the water out of the coal. It makes it helps with the environmental side of when you burn the coal and of the chemical process that kind of happens there. And it's a better way, and it's more cost effective. You actually you use less coal to produce electricity when you use this process. That's unique over Coal Creek Station. But took them in. They heard a briefing from the CEO of Rainbow, Stacy Scheider, who talked about how they went through to purchase the plant, why they wanted to do it, and what their vision is for the future, which is really exciting. Learned from the plant manager how the plant operates. Then split into four groups and kind of took a tour all around the plant and saw how it operated. Scott, on the tour, we had 30 legislator or candidates. So 10 of them were incumbents already in office. The other 20 were candidates, and that ranged from Fargo to Grand Forks to Williston, Dickinson, and everywhere in between. It was bipartisan, so we had people, from both sides of the aisle. And really, it was just an open book. You ask us anything. We're not afraid to answer any question for better or worse. And they walked away saying, gosh, I have a totally different appreciation of how this works and the benefit it provides to North Dakota.
That's interesting. Tell me more about their responses.
So we did solicit feedback, written feedback from them, where we kind of said, hey, rate us on a scale of 1 to 5. And then also tell us, what did you learn? What would you have changed and those things? And, I think we got 30% response rate, which is pretty good soliciting feedback. And every one of them was just saying, I didn't know what I didn't know, right? Like, I didn't know how a barrel of oil was produced. I didn't understand, how ag and energy work together in both the oil areas and in coal country. and just how, you know, beautiful the landscape was, how everything gets treated right. And really, they were really focused on meeting the people, you know, that work at the plant and the mines, and then also out in the oil country, and just said, hey, they are regular people, hardworking, blue-collar folks. I know people like them, and I just thought it was such a great opportunity to come, is what they tell us.
Fantastic. Well, that's a great result and a great idea, really, for the coal industry, for lignite industry in North Dakota, as well as oil and gas, to do that with these candidates so they know firsthand what's happening and can see the work that goes behind providing clean, affordable energy. I love it. Jonathan, thanks for sharing a bit of the story with us today on Energy Matters.
Thanks, Scott.
We're live in the Freedom Matters USA studios, bringing Candace Owens to Bismarck, North Dakota, a week from tomorrow. This is One Event You Want to Attend. You're going to love Candace Owens. Tickets at freedommattersusa.com. PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deal. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.